Camilla Colding Jorgensen and Anya Kuznar are guiding us into the pleasures of the smaller towns and countryside of Denmark beyond Copenhagen right now on Travel with Rick Steves.
Anya, what work did you do when you were in Denmark?
First, I started as a kindergarten teacher.
Uh-huh.
That's where I could brush up on my Danish skills, make conversation with small kids.
Yeah.
And later on, I was hired by an organization that were founding different daycares all over the place.
Hmm. Is that expensive for the parents?
No, not necessarily. And you see, in Denmark, you have like a year of maternity or paternity leave.
Uh-huh.
And after that, you get your child enrolled into one of these daycare places.
Yeah.
And when you stroll the streets of Copenhagen, you see cafes.
Yeah.
And you see strollers parked outside with babies sleeping outside. It can be -5. I don't know how cold it is in Fahrenheit.
Below freezing, see, that's cold.
And you can see latte moms. Meaning moms being on maternity leave, enjoying cafe latte while their kid is sleeping outside.
Can you see latte dads too?
Yeah, you can see plenty of latte dads all over Scandinavia. That's
yeah,
a big thing.
That's true.
Because I understand you get, 1 year of paid paternal leave, and the father must take some or they lose it? Or how does that
they
work?
They can share.
They can share it as they like.
But I think actually that they can choose that the mother takes all of it.
Okay. But they have it for 1 year, paid paternity.
Yeah.
And then it goes, they have the option to let the child go directly to daycare. And the Danes apparently think it's important to take a break from work to help be at the family when your child is very small.
Yeah.
And that's worth a societal investment, basically.
Yeah.
Wow. We could learn from that.